Hi, welcome to Navel Gazing on valleyindy.org and 103.5 WNHH, New Haven's community radio station. Today's episode is brought to you by Valley Gives Back, a new initiative of the Valley Community Foundation. Adding a charity to your estate plan creates a legacy that tells future generations what causes matter to you during your life. Your action inspires others to follow your lead and to make a difference. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact your community forever without affecting your current lifestyle. For more information, visit valleygivesback.org. The Valley Gives Back is an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation, connecting private philanthropy to the long-term public good of the Valley. Plan now, give later, impact tomorrow. valleygivesback.org.
Hundreds of years we've brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in the ovens each day.
I don't know. Hey, it's Eugene of valleyindy.org. Welcome to Navel Gazing, our weekly podcast. I'm joined by reporter Ethan Fry.
Hello.
So this is, our podcast is usually pretty much a disaster. This one's especially a disaster because we thought we would do it in two different segments, one being with Mike Canici, who hosts Valley Sports Rewind, does Hometown Heroes on Comcast, does the Derby Ansonia Classic Football on YouTube, is heavily involved with the Derby High School Athletic Hall of Fame. We want to chat with him about a new venture he has doing play-by-play and color commentary on Valley football games with his buddy Sean Morse. They're like the two hardest working people in the Valley. So, and then before that, we were going to have this sort of true navel gazing where we talked about all these anonymous tips we're getting, all this sort of undercurrent of negativity that's flowing through this election season a little bit, which is just, it's just ramped up a little compared to previous election seasons. I think we both had agreed. Yeah. But then we blabbed on for ever and ever, so we'll probably limit that and I'll just edit it down. So we're going to reverse the order. You're going to get Mike Canici first because I'd rather hear him than you and I blabbing. And then the second part of this podcast is Ethan and I belly aching about how hard our job is because we're babies and we have extremely thin skin. So here's Mike Canici. We have Mike Canici here of Derby. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Eugene. How you doing? Hey, Ethan.
So Mike hosts Valley Sports Rewind, the other podcast we do at valleyindy.org. That is when I'm not canceling it on him at the last minute, for which I apologize.
It happens. Don't worry about it.
And he also hosts Hometown Heroes on Comcast. He's heavily involved with the Derby High School Athletic Hall of Fame. And he just started up a new venture with Sean Morse.
Right.
Tell me about it. You're doing play-by-play for...
Right. Basically, what we wanted to do is, being it's the Valley, we want to cater to Derby and Sonia Shelton and Seymour. You know, down the road, maybe Oxford we'll put into the mix if we could, maybe Woodland, but we wanted...
Woodland? I don't know.
We kind of wanted to cater to them because... Years ago, as you know...
Wait, let me just interrupt, because let's establish what we're talking about for readers who don't know.
Right.
What's the name of the group? Where can we... What's going on?
Basically, it's called... the website's called nfhsnetwork.com.
nfhsnetwork.com. Is that a new...
It's been a network that's been around. It's been run by a gentleman by the name of Don, and I apologize. I always forget his last name, but he's been doing stuff like this. He's done this with Steve Riley with baseball and stuff.
Okay.
Steve Riley, and he'll do play-by-play for, you know, one group of people, and Steve Riley will do it for the other.
And Steve Riley has been on this twice show, a past right, guest, where he talked about some of the play-by-play right. games that he... So this website...
This guy, Don, from what I gather, has been doing this for well over 10 years, this thing.
He's covering games live.
Right, covering games live, and then you could watch them afterwards on demand.
That's so awesome.
Right, so we started doing it this year. We got, you know, together with Don. He hooked us up and stuff like that. And basically, we're just trying... We cover the football games, you know, and we pick a game every week. We try to get each Valley school 4 games out of the season. And it really helps when they play each other, because then gives you an extra game if you need it, stuff like that. And it was tough the first couple of weeks. We were having a lot of difficulties with the feed. You know, we're not... Sean is very, you know, computer savvy, but I'm not. You know, I know how to turn it on and off. So we struggled a little bit. But last week we did Ansonia in Oxford, and everything went great. It was probably our best one. It was a nice press box up there, and the feed was perfect. So,
and is it video, or is it?
It's video. Yes.
Okay, so somebody's doing video, and you guys are doing play by play. That's so awesome. Yeah. So, and then you need a subscription. How does somebody watch this? It's not done live, or
it's live, but you have to like have a subscription to be on the website. Which, you know, part of me... And maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will. A part of me is not crazy about that. I prefer it, you know, maybe be free, because, again, we're looking to...
Although we're free, and we don't know if we're going to be here in January. So something to be said.
Right.
For...
But we want to give people... Say, like, somebody can't... Say they're watching their son play for Shelton, or they're a Shelton fan. If they want to know how Seymour's doing... They could tune into that and turn it on and find out. We want to be able to provide that. And say somebody can't go to the game. Say somebody, you know, for whatever reason, works late. So they get home at 8:00. They could just hit that website and, you know, watch the game, and it's a live feed.
And just getting back to like the having to pay for a part. I mean, it's not cheap to do a live video.
No,
there's equipment.
So,
there's
and I understand all that part. Like, I definitely do. I just think that.
In your heart of hearts.
Right, because, you know, my fear is, well, you know, some people aren't going to want to pay for it. They want to be able to watch it, you know, if it's free. Because like anything else, you know, times are tough, and it's not easy to just, you know, do that. But surprisingly, you know, when you look at the views and stuff, we've been getting like 20 people watching it a game. So people are watching it.
And it's brand new. I mean, this is how many weeks in as we record this now?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay.
So tonight will be the fourth one, which, you know, it'll already pass by the time this airs.
Yeah.
But we'll go to Derby, and it's the final game at Ryan Field. So we'll do that game tonight. That'll be against St. Paul, I believe. So each week we're getting a little better doing it. And, you know, again, while I may host shows like the one on here, Valley Sports Rewind and Hometown Heroes, play-by-play is new for me, so I'm still learning how to adapt to that.
Yeah, that's got
to
be a totally different beast, because you're there live in the moment. I remember like when we first launched in 2009, I would go up. We would cover the football games then because we had more money. Another reason. Like then we don't have the financial support that we once had, so we cut out covering high school football games. But I would go up there. We would send a writer to cover the game for the, you know, the tech story afterward, and I would use Cover It Live, which was a blog that sort of gone out of fashion. It was you could do a live chat, and I would try to do play by play.
Right.
And basically, what I would do, I remember doing specifically in Derby, the whoever was doing the actual play by play for I don't even know where he was from or what he was doing it for. I would just totally rip off whatever he was saying and type it up, because that is really a skill. I mean,
well, you know, the thing, you know, it's funny you say rip off, but one of the things that helps is when you have the PA announcer in the booth.
Too, yes.
And
yeah.
He has to call it right away. So when he says, you know, down at the 28-yard line, that helps me because my eyesight's not the best sometimes. I can't always tell.
You're getting old, Mike.
Really, yeah, I am. Trust me, I'm showing it. But sometimes seeing the numbers on the uniforms is difficult too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you're trying to look at the number, then you got to look at the sheet. And that's the other thing too. When you are not familiar with the kids on the teams, trying to learn to pronounce their names the right way and stuff.
Oh,
that's the
Lord.
Most challenging thing. Yeah. And, you know, I did a few games this summer with Steve Riley. We did, you know, Legion Baseball. He would do four innings of play-by-play. I'd do three. And let me tell you, I mean, I thought baseball would be a lot easier, and it's not, because when that ball gets hit and you're looking at the number, you got to make sure you know who the ball's hit to.
Mm.
And I'm looking at my list quick and then, you know, trying not to miss. The only difference is it's radio, so you could kind of get away with, like, goofing it up, because you could just call it after he makes the throw. Nobody really knows.
Nobody knows, yeah.
But
yeah.
John Sterling style, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. Everybody, it's one of those things where everybody thinks they can do it. You know?
Because
it's like, I mean, it's almost a pastime to berate announcers.
Yeah. Awful announcing.
It's like, but that's a real.
I will say this, that where you could get frustrated with somebody making the wrong call, whether it's a home run ball or an incomplete pass, doing these games, I could understand sometimes how they mess up the call, because you can't always see things the way you might see them on TV. So it's very difficult.
Does it go by in like 3 seconds? Like, when does it feel like the amount of, you know, the game itself? Does time seem to speed up?
When we did Naugatuck Derby the first game, that was a great game. So that game went quick to me, because both teams, you know, they played great defense early on. Then they started moving the ball. The second game was Shelton and Hand, and that was a great game. That went right down to the wire. So you're into the game because it's a great game. Now, last week, it was 43-0 Ansonia at the half. And I could tell you right now, after Ansonia scored their fourth touchdown, it's hard to keep your energy level, because you can't really say anything positive about the team they're playing.
And you don't want to, they're high school kids. Yeah. You don't want to say anything bad. Yeah.
So it's difficult.
Do you and Sean, start just riffing on about whatever?
Sean occasionally will. What he's been doing, and I think it's great, and I do it too, because you could only get better from doing it, is he will listen to different color commentators and try to pick up things, because that's very important. Now, see, I think the reason I'm okay doing the play-by-play is because for years, and we had him on the show, Ed Clemens, he did Cable 10 games. And I always liked his style, and that's how I do my style. Basically, I'm stealing his style. That's where I take it from, because to me, he calls a game like nobody I've ever seen. And that helps, because I got to listen to him all those years. But when you're like really new at it and you're trying to learn different things, it's difficult, because I think it's harder to be a color commentator than it is a play-by-play person.
Mm-hmm.
Because a play-by-play, guess what? When the guy's hitting the ball, you could call, you know, up the middle, base hit, or if it's a football, a pass is thrown, you say pass. But then the color guy has to comment after every play, and he has to try to give some insight, and that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean has the more difficult job, definitely.
And I should just point out that Mike just recorded a Valley Sports Rewind here, and then as he was about to leave, I grabbed him for this. So I want to apologize to Sean Morse. That's why he's not on with you. This was not planned. This is a completely impromptu interview, because we needed some time to put in, and I just thought this was a good subject, so I appreciate
and
that.
I will say this too, that, you know, I'm doing the play-by-play, but a lot of this that has happened is because of Sean. Sean wanted to do this from the get-go. He did something last year, which you know about. We did like a couple audio games in the playoffs, but Sean has really been adamant about making this happen. He wants to be able to give back to the Valley. He wants these Valley kids to be covered again, because for years Cable 10 did it. For years there used to be radio that did it. That stuff's gone now. So that's why he, you know, and I do too, but he really has been big on trying to make that happen.
Yeah, that's what's cool about this. It's in a lot of ways, this is a community service project, because you said, the cable isn't here like it was, the radio station. And then, you know, there's still daily coverage a lot of times of the games, but we all know newspaper staffs have shrunk a lot. It's hard for the Valley sometimes to get that dedicated everyday.
Right. Sean
coverage.
Patrick Bowley can't be everywhere.
So the guy is everywhere, but he can't be everywhere.
Right.
Sean Patrick Bowley. Here's a quick story about Sean Patrick Bowley. That guy goes to games on his days off.
Mm.
Like, I mean, this was at least 9 years ago, but I would hear stories about, Sean Patrick Bowley was at some random game wherever, and it was like a Saturday.
Mm.
You know, the guy works like 90 hours a week. But anyway, yeah. So just to wrap it up again, give the website. If I'm somebody listening and I want to watch you guys in action, it's Mike Kenichi and Sean Morse.
Right. Again, it's the NFH. snetwork.com. I even have trouble saying it because it's like so long.
Well, and it's new to you, and we don't have any pieces of paper, but we'll put it in the story too.
NFHS.com. Network.com.
Oh, look, right. Ethan brought it up on his computer. Fancy pants. Read it again.
NFHSnetwork.com. And it seems like the interface seems pretty easy in terms of, like, you know, find your state, how to watch, et cetera.
And it pretty much, like, again, it caters to Valley sports. And, you know, that's the big thing too is, you know, you guys kind of started it way before we did. You brought the Sentinel back, and you know it's not.
I gotta say, let me just interrupt. We didn't
stole the name.
We just took the name. We just in their honor.
But you know what?
We do not claim to be the Sentinel. There's no way, because that's a general interest newspaper, and those things. I mean, I'm interrupting you.
That's okay.
Never mind. Go ahead. Well,
but the point I make is that. And you guys aren't even, I mean, maybe Ethan is, but I know you're not a Valley guy. You came from New York, if I remember. And
what's that supposed to mean?
Here you got, well, the point is, you guys are doing something for the Valley. So it's great because, you know, that's what we need. We need more people to kind of give to the Valley, in my opinion. And the Valley doesn't get the coverage, not just with sports, anything in general, you know, news, good things that are happening. It doesn't get the coverage that it once got. And it's things like what you guys are doing and what we're trying to do with this is helping kind of, you know, give the Valley, you know, some press again.
Yeah, and congratulations on what you and Sean are doing. I think it's really cool, and I'm so happy that you just agreed to come on here with absolutely no prep. Didn't even know you were going to do this.
Anytime.
That's Mike Kenichi of Derby, of Valley Sports. Rewind.
Don't worry, I can't say it either.
Rewind.
No, I mess it up all the time. It's hard. It's hard to get that R and W.
Going to have to edit this part out. Hometown Heroes, you can find it on Derby, Ansonia Classic Football on YouTube.
Yeah.
And network?
I do know this.
NFHSnetwork.com.
You know what?
I do know this, that one of the things that Comcast is doing, and again, you could get it on YouTube, but Comcast is starting to put, they're going to put the shows online. So that's coming soon.
Ooh, that's very cool.
The Hometown Heroes will be available from Comcast online eventually. And that's probably going to happen within the next month. So,
wow, that's great. That's great news.
Yeah, so, you know, you could catch it that way too.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Hi, it's Eugene of ValleyIndy.org. Hope you're enjoying this episode of Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie Podcast. Just wanted to talk to you for a second about the Valley Gives Back, a new program of the Valley Community Foundation. They're supporting this podcast. Adding a charity to your estate plan creates a legacy that tells future generations what causes matter to you during your life. Your action inspires others to follow your lead and make a difference. And with a planned gift, you have the power to impact your community forever without affecting your current lifestyle. For more information, visit valleygivesback.org. The Valley Gives Back is an initiative of the Valley Community Foundation, connecting private philanthropy to the long-term public good of the Valley. Plan now, give later, and impact tomorrow at valleygivesback.org. Now back to the show. Hey, have you guys ever uploaded a podcast to YouTube and iTunes, give it a title, and then realized that the teaser, the actual information that people want to hear, wasn't in the podcast? Yeah, it's never happened to me either. Here's the big campaign news we're promising in today's podcast, which was recorded Friday. There's going to be a debate in Derby, October 24th, 7 p.m., Derby High School Auditorium. Everything's still coming together. We put it together, the preliminary confirmations last week, but Rich Zekin, the campaign of Rich Zekin, the challenger, and the campaign of Mayor Degato, the incumbent, have agreed to a debate. Valley Indy is going to organize it with tremendous help from the Derby public school system. So I just want to say, October 24th, 7 p.m., debate in Derby. I believe this is the first debate since 2005. Please email me if that's not correct, but I'm talking mayoral debate. I know there were efforts to do so in 2009, but October 24th, 7 p.m., in public, Derby High School Auditorium, Derby mayoral debate. In Ansonia, I wish we could organize a debate in that town as well in public. We don't have the resources. There's a lot of logistics that go into this that a two-man operation simply cannot do. And that ranges, I know, if we had volunteers, whatever, but we don't have volunteer insurance policies, etc. So, in Ansonia, we're having the two candidates come in next Monday, Columbus Day, for a podcast debate. We'll probably go 90 minutes. It's a pretty loose format. We're sending out the proposed format this week. So that's going to be Mayor Cassetti, the incumbent, Tarek Razin, the challenger. They're going to sit down at the Valley Indy office for an hour or so, debate the issues facing the city of Ansonia. We've done that previously in Ansonia. Last election, we did it with Mayor Cassetti and Edward Adamowski. 2 years before that, we did a debate in public at Ansonia High School, between then Mayor Della Volpe and then challenger Mayor Cassetti. 2 years before that, we organized a public debate in Seymour. Three candidates ran at that time: Kurt Miller, Gene Loda, and Paul Roy. Excuse me, as I have a senior moment. So Derby's due. If people in Ansonia are disappointed, we're getting some pressure to organize a debate in Ansonia in public, but we got to do what we can. Man's got to know his limitations, as Dirty Harry said in Magnum Force. So we're recognizing ours. So Columbus Day, debate in Ansonia at the Valley Indy office. We'll record it, get it online as soon as we can, unless I mess it up like I did the podcast you're currently listening to. All right, this is Eugene Driscoll. Back to Ethan and I complaining.
I thought we would take a couple of minutes to talk about anonymous commenting on valleyindy.org. Our policy is different than New Haven Independent for our New Haven listeners. And then like the concept of how do you pass along anonymous info, at least to us? How do we prefer to receive it? What are some best practices to trying to smear your neighbor? Because it's election time.
Yeah, one thing, get a lot of get a lot of increase in that every 2 years. And I guess the most notable thing is most people think that like just like the 2 days before the election, just like send in a bunch. And it's like, as you said, we have a two-person operation, so we would not be able to.
And even if we did, if we had 100 people working here, I'm always uncomfortable because it happens every year when the campaigns send in that last minute smear that they've been holding on to the entire election cycle. For some reason, they just feel compelled. It's shady to make it public at the last very second. So we tend not to. That's like we put your last day for submitting a letter is at such and such a date. We try to have a little buffer there because we don't want to do last minute stories on the, everyone wants to, it turns out so-and-so's a child molester as people are heading to the polls. Allegedly. We're just asking the question. We don't want to, I don't know. That's not why we're into this. That's not why they're paying us the big bucks they're paying us.
Coming from someone with experience with the News Times topics. That's saying something.
Yeah. I'm like a veteran of the online comment
total
wars.
Sewer. Like, you know,
I would moderate the most racist,
even bigger
disgusting comments. And that was a whole other thing there where like the guy behind the News Times website was, ugh. So yeah, I remember going away once, got a hotel room for a 4-day weekend. I don't even know where I was, but I didn't have access to the internet. And then that was the day somebody decided to put N-word and all this stuff all over the website. So yeah, I've had a bad experience with anonymous comments. I don't like them. And I don't think we have to give you the forum to spread your stuff anonymously. You can put your name to it. You can call us up. You can talk about these things. You can email us the same information if you're not comfortable giving your name. We'll protect you. We've done that. We research anonymous stuff, submissions we get. We prefer it if you put a name to it. When we get the unmarked letter, that is, you know, written in child scratch to I mean, I don't take those as seriously because that's a little suspect, but we'll check it out. If it's something we can write about, we'll write about it. If it's something that requires somebody, you know, with more resources, more reporters, well, we can't do it. You know, there's things out there that we just can't get to because we don't have the time, the manpower, or in some cases, the skill level.
Yeah.
Maybe we just can't do that. I'm not, you know, we're all limited.
And we should clarify, the difference between, I don't know if I saw it on one of our Facebook threads or what, but somebody I think talked about like, oh, well, you know, accounts like Ansonia GOP comment and Naugatuck Valley Young Democrats comment. Right. But we know who those people, you know,
well,
we know.
Yeah. And here's the thing about that.
And those are like clearly, you know, if somebody had an Ansonia GOP account and it wasn't the Ansonia Republican Party, like that would be like a story of it in and of itself, you know?
Right. There's a way to use Facebook where these groups start. They're establishing credibility on their own. Yeah. Somebody had said like, well, the Ansonia GOP doesn't represent every member of the Ansonia GOP. Fine. That's not my problem.
Yeah,
that's your problem. That's you guys work out who
institutional.
Guys work out who uses the page. That's, you know, that has nothing to do with us. You know, yeah, that's not the same. And the other thing is like, I had one person, I went away to the Adirondack Mountains. You know, I was basically had no cell or internet service, which was beautiful. But I went to go cook a steak at like 10 o'clock at night. And I used my cell phone as a flashlight out in the woods. And miraculously, all of a sudden, I got all these. I must have been standing wherever, and I get a text message like, "What? It's a threat." Yeah. At the same time, they and I don't know. Like, it was a veiled threat. You know, this is the second one we received where somebody said basically, "Watch your back." And at the same time, somebody else wanted to sell information to us. I've never seen that before. We've had somebody submitting not fake letters, but fake persona. You know, with a, hey, use this headshot, and you put the headshot and it's like, that's a generic model.
Stock photos.
Yeah. So it's fraudulent. And we've never had that happen before. And I don't know what's happening. So
anyway.
Yeah, that's our to-do list. And now we're going to shut up and we'll see you next time.
For hundreds of years, we've brought you the news. Gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Change in market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in the opens each day. Online clickbait, a brilliant way. It's free information here to stay. Not even hookers give it away. Advertising metastasizing, newsroom shrinking, constant attrition. We'll ride the dinosaur. We'll ride the dinosaur. Pictures too. An editorial comment for a buck or two. Fire down the block, the murder next door. And now we wonder what it's all for. Social media coming free to your fun. 20 pages, the mayor's wages, criminal seats, corruption schemes, ink state wretches asking tough questions. Well, ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur. The presses are running all through the night. We're printing the truth with all of our might. We're platform agnostics, got that interweb too. Buy an ad, see what we can do. We still have subscribers, still have our fans, we're here every day. So give us a chance or we'll make an art stand. Just hold us in your hand and we'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur.